I'm joined here by Donegal Under 20 manager Sean Paul Barrett. Sean Paul, a heartbreaking 1-point defeat here in Ulster semi final. What was your read of the game?
Well, listen, it was a tight game. We knew Derry were going to be a very good side. We knew that coming into it. Like, you know, that we always looked at they were going to be one of the 10 teams that you were going to have to match and beat if you were going to kind of go on and have success in this competition. I suppose we had a good enough first half there. We started well, we got a few points on the board, and we went in, I suppose, comfortable enough at half time with 3 points up. We had a poor start in the first 5 minutes of the second half. We got the first point, and then they went straight up and we got a goal. We were very disappointed in the way that Ashley Doherty got through in there and put the ball in the net. That we should have had more contact on it, but anyway, that happens. Then they pushed on, and they ended up getting, they were 4 points up. But we fought back, showed great courage, showed great determination. We made a few changes, and the changes helped. Fellas getting tired because it's a tight day out there today, like, and they've done an awful lot of work. We got back into the game, we're back level. Injury time had been played. We were supposed to be waiting for the final whistle, but then the referee let the play go on. We'd have been disappointed there. I thought Oisin Coffey was fouled out along the line, but the referee didn't give it, and they went up and got a score. So, anyway, it's just not our day.
Yeah, you defended so brilliantly in the first half. There was turnover after turnover. Possibly could have been maybe even fuller ahead than 3 points at half time. But in that third quarter, Derry just upped the gear. Oisin Doherty, Rory Forbes, and those players. You just struggled to keep them out at that stage of the game.
Well, listen, these are quality players. That's a quality side. Like, Derry have had an awful lot of success there at minor and under 20. They beat Donegal last year in under 20s as well. Like, you know, so a lot of success, a lot of very good players. We knew the players. We knew the players, the quality that they had. We knew that they were going to bring a big effort in the game. Like, you know, and we had to try and curtail it. We did it for long periods. But they're always going to have a purple patch, players like that, for some period. But listen, I couldn't be more proud of the lads that we have, like, you know, because they worked really, really hard, and they came back into the game. Like, you know, we're 4 points down with 12 minutes to go, and they came back and equalised. And we thought we could maybe get an extra time, and we had the momentum at that stage.
Yeah, I suppose you made a triple substitution, and one of those players in particular really came flying into the game, Kevin Lynch, and it was a real outlet for you at full forward.
Yeah, Kevin's a great lad, great player. He came in there and he caused havoc when he was in there. Like, you know, he scored a point there as well. Like, you know, but he's caused a lot of difficulty for Derry. But anyway, regardless of that or anybody else, like, it ultimately we fell short today.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier on that the 3 minutes of allocated injury time had been played. Derry lost the ball in the corner. They moved it out towards the 65, and I think it was 19 seconds over that when Ryan McNichol kicked the winning point for Derry. Like, you feel you have genuine grievance there that, you know, that the game should have went to extra time.
Ah, yeah, listen, we were at that stage, we were kind of planning or hoping for extra time. But listen, the referee controls the game, and, you know, and probably had a good enough game. So maybe there's some calls, like, the referee's human too. Like, he's going to have some calls that maybe we wouldn't have agreed with. But at the end of the day, it's down to us. We can't blame the referee, certainly not. It's down to us when we're on the pitch, like, to make the right decisions, to make the right tackles and take the scores when they get a chance. And today we just fell short.
Yeah, a disappointing evening, but, you know, there's loads of potential in this group. We've seen some of them are already involved with the senior squad, some will join up in the coming years, and I suppose it's just a case that they'll go back to their clubs now and keep doing the right things and keep wanting to play for Donegal and improve in the future.
Yeah, there's a lot of those lads. I think maybe there might be four of them or something like that there. Four or five of them are overage next year. A lot of them are underage next year again. The good lads, and you said, like, there were seven or eight of them are in with the seniors there earlier in the year. Like Luke McGlynn there and Oisin Coffey, two great players, like, you know, that are in, and hopefully we'll have big season ahead again with the seniors going into the Ulster, into the semi-final and the final. But today is not our day. Today is a day that we're disappointed, and that's just it.